My name is Lynn. I'm an alcoholic. I'm sober by the grace of loving God programs, Alcoholics Anonymous, some footwork I put together since May 10th, 1987. And that I give the glory to God. You know, talking about advice, thank God that they didn't advise me to do anything. They just told me that this is what you need to do to stay sober. You know, they said this is a suggested program only. We realize we know only a little. And God constantly discloses more to you. And so over the years, you know, I had a hard time with people, you know, telling me. You know, I was a stubborn brat when I first come in, and I'm one of those that come from the candlelight meeting. In fact, I've been doing the candlelight meeting now for 27 years. I went to Men's Sugar House group. I hated them. I just have a hard time with all men's and all women's meetings because it says in the big book that we 100 men and women who have recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. And I needed the women's point of view as much as the men's, if not more. You know, over the years, I was kicked out of an AA meeting and pushed over to Al-Anon, about 3 years sober. And you know, that this is just my story. And you know, I've got some really good friends from all walks of life, and a lot of them go to all men's meetings, and a lot of them go to all women's meetings. And you know, the one-on-ones was the really important thing for me, you know. And Don Huff and Marilyn Huff that used to tape these conferences. My first Young People's Conference was in 89 in this same building, and I was the coffee co-chairperson. Holy crap. You better get up at 6:30 and have that coffee made at 7, or you'd have a lot of angry alcoholics. And, you know, you were talking about, like, what, cults and nests. And I have witnessed a lot of different little cliques along the way, you know, these people taking over a bunch of people and telling them that this is the way that we do it, and if you don't do it our way, you don't come to this house anymore. And that's sad. That is so sad. And if you get into one of those cliques, you're only taking away from your sobriety and your emotional sobriety. Because it is so, you know, because we all want to belong, you know? We all want to belong. And I belong to the great, and most newcomers puke at this idea. I belong to the most single most powerful program on the face of the planet. And it's called Alcoholics Anonymous. And from it, I have learned and grown in many different areas of my life. You know, I'm proud to say that my son is here. He's one of the hosts. He's sitting right back there. And Dallas, I love you. You know, he's taught me things, you know, and it doesn't matter, you know, sometimes a person might have 6 months And there might be a person over here with 10 years. That person with 6 months has more to offer than that person that's sitting idle with 10 years. Because this guy over here, he's been rocketed into the fourth dimension of existence that he had never known, you know? And you know, so, okay, I'm going to introduce you 6 months to this guy with 10 years. Maybe you can help him. You know, I've sponsored many people along the way. I've sponsored judges. I had one young guy that had an eighth grade education, and I sponsored him, and now he's a lawyer, prominent lawyer in this valley. I've got my doctor, my family doctor, has over 40 years, and he happens to go to that Sugar House men's group. And the really cool thing about it is that doctor calls me, and we'll sit down, and he'll read me a poem or a portion of, like, the prophet, and we'll discuss it, and we'll do meditation and prayer over the phone together. Here's a doctor that I met when I was, like, 2 years sober that was a big part of changing my life and my interest in life. I landed the job right around, I guess it was about a year, year and a half. And I had to work 3 jobs because of my MS. My drunkologue is real short, sweet, and to the point. It's 60 UIs, 20, over 20 times in behind bars, which added up to over 3 years of my life. 3 grand theft autos, night burglaries, fights with cops, boys in blue and green, and destruction, and being so self-centered and thinking that my way or the highway. And today, the awesome thing is I don't belong to a cult or any of these little nests and roosts that are around. I merely am involved with a program that allows for limitless expansion. All that I have to do is keep one foot in front of the other and do my prayer and my meditation one day at a time. You know, I have 27 years, which is about 9,900 days, but who's counting? I have the same thing as my son back there with 12 days. I have today. And that's what counts. And I have been rocketed into the fourth dimension of existence that I had never known. And if this hit the subject matter, I hope it did. And I was raised in a good family. It's just that it was, my dad was staunch Roman Catholic and my mom was Mormon. And I was stuck in the middle, therefore I was screwed from day one, you know. When I come in here, I was, in essence, agnostic, stemming toward atheist. And mad as hell at God. And today, I have a relationship with my higher power that is beyond words. And I know that he loves me. And I know that I love him 100,000%. And he is everything to me. And I've got friends from all walks of life. Like I said, I have friends that are Buddhists. I have friends. I was here when the Dalai Lama was here, and I got to meet him. And I've met people from all walks of life, and this has taken me on a journey, and I'm still on the journey. I always want to be the student, never the teacher. But I'm getting ready to, I'm coming up on, well, I have 24 years in the Al-Anon family groups, and the young lady that, let me have a drink. That'd be great. The lady that's the Al-Anon, does Al-Anon services for the Great Outdoors Camp Out, gave me a call, and she asked me to be the speaker up at the Great Outdoors Camp Out this year. And this will be my 28th Great Outdoors Camp Out, and I go there religiously. And another one that I go to is CCN Water, which used to be Canadian Club and Water, off of a Oregon license plate on an old Econoline van. And old Horace, he took that license plate. He says, I want to borrow this from the lady and the man that were getting totally wasted and ripped out of their gourds that was running the hotel. And he started an AA meeting. And it became conscious contact in the water. And I've been a part of that since I was 2 years sober. So being a part of the whole is much better than getting locked up into these little nests and these little, you know, cults and stuff like that. And I'd rather suggest to a person what I did to get sober and remain that way than to tell them or throw any kind of advice toward them. That's not what this program is about. So I love each and every one of you. Glad you came out, and thank you for asking me to be on this panel, and have a wonderful day. Stick around, the fun has just begun.